when I use traditional methods, there is a chance where I could completely miss an important case. Obviously, I would never want to do that. And what we used to do is have two people work on a file and basically fact check each other. Now Ross really gives us a head start on that, where we can check his answer and look through the cases.
That's Chad Van Horn, founder of Van Horn Law Group out of South Florida. About a year ago, they brought on a new paralegal, and Chad's feeling like it's one of the best hires he's made.
We just wish Ross could come into the office maybe one day.
That might be a bit tricky. That's because Ross isn't a real person. It is a form of artificial intelligence.
Maybe on one of those like virtual TVs that walks around the office.
Welcome to The Future According to Now, a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. Technology holds so much potential. Some of it sounds really far-fetched, but some of it matters right now. This podcast explores groundbreaking innovations that hold real potential to change our lives in the foreseeable future. Today on The Future According to Now, we're exploring how the rapid rise of artificial intelligence and machine learning is transforming the way businesses do business.
You asked which industries were going to be impacted by artificial intelligence, and the short answer is every single industry. Every part of our daily life is going to be impacted by artificial intelligence.
That's Gavin Baker, portfolio manager at Fidelity Investments. He's right. AI is being used to help doctors arrive at better, less error-prone diagnoses. It's being tested in self-driving cars. Financial institutions are using it in their bookkeeping and to detect fraud. It's at the core of nearly everything tech companies are planning.
Today, people think of Google and Facebook as internet companies. I think in 7 or 8 years, that will seem very quaint, and we will just think of them as artificial intelligence companies. And you can kind of think of it in the same way people used to think of Amazon as an online bookstore. Now that seems like a very outdated way of looking at Amazon.
The legal industry is the latest to tap into artificial intelligence.
What's really neat is what Ross does is it can read over a million pages of case law a second, and it brings up the direct passages that you need. So you could say, you know, a very intense legal research question, and then you could even add like from 1997 to 2003, only in New York and California, or like you can drill down and up as much as you need. So it's pretty incredible and a giant step forward.
That's Andrew Aruda, co-founder of Ross. As it digs through past cases, the system also keeps up with the ongoing changes in case law and lets you know what's going on so that you stay informed.
It's not just that the software is always improving because it's artificial intelligence, which means it's getting smarter every day. It's also letting you know on any changes in the law so you never skip a beat.
Ross is live across every major legal hub in the country, from solo, medium, and large international firms, as well as in-house teams and law schools.
We also love hearing about is, hey, you know, instead of me doing that data retrieval, I was able to actually do some more kind of higher value work, which made me a better lawyer overall.
That's exactly why Chad Van Horn started working with the system.
What really sold me on the technology was the ability to have Ross draft memos, where it's not just providing me with cases, but it's also taking those cases, synthesizing it to the point where I could read a memo and I can get directly to the answer that I'm looking for much quicker than if I had to do the research on my own or if I had to hire an associate. You still want to do your own research. You still want to review the cases and read the relevant cases just in case the judge wants to know a little bit more. Ross gives you a significant head start.
This is an important point. There's a lot of fear that robots are going to take away our jobs. But what Ross is showing is that AI frees lawyers away from the mundane tasks so that they can focus their valuable time on the meaty casework. The same is true in just about every industry.
The reason that AI is really taking off now is that we have vastly more data and vastly more computing capacity with which to train the algorithms.
That's Gavin Baker again. AI is the single biggest investment theme in his fund, and not just the AI we know now. Gavin is particularly keen on artificial general intelligence.
In the next 5 or 10 years, we have to kind of differentiate between what we call weak AI and strong AI. And weak AI is also called artificial narrow intelligence, and that's where it's really good at one particular task, like answering customer service questions about airlines or, you know, captaining a ship. We will see many manifestations of that before we see what is called strong AI, or artificial general intelligence, which is an AI that can perceive, reason, and act across many different domains and learn for itself and teach itself.
That is the very definition of AI, an intelligent agent that can perceive, reason, and act.
If people want to pay attention to AI, what they really need to focus on is transfer learning, because that's how you go from weak AI to strong AI. Transfer learning just means that you can take knowledge or learning from one domain and apply it in another. So for instance, Google's AlphaGo system,
which used machine learning to learn how to play the game Go,
learned many principles of playing a game of strategy and tactics, but it can't apply those to chess or checkers. Once it can apply principles from one domain to another, it becomes able to learn at a much faster rate.
Gavin thinks that when it comes to investing in tech, the dominant theme for the next 20 years is going to shift from the internet to AI.
These AI agents are going to discover drugs. They are going to write sports articles. They're going to write articles about finance. They're going to write symphonies. They're going to produce movies. They're going to answer any question you might have.
This is just the beginning. Machines can learn, and soon they'll be enhancing productivity so that you can work better. Just ask those who use Ross.
If you're not using a system like this within the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to be so far behind the curve, and it's going to show in results.
The Future According to Now is a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. To learn more or to get in touch, visit us at theatlantic.com/fidelitypodcast. Listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Next time, checking the moral compass of self-driving cars. Thank you for listening. Promotional content produced by Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic for Fidelity Investments. Fidelity and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic, are independent entities. The views and opinions expressed by the speakers are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity or its affiliates. Information presented is for information purposes only and is not investment advice or an offer of any particular security. This information must not be relied upon in making any investment decision. Fidelity cannot be held responsible for any type of loss incurred by applying any of the information presented. These views must not be relied upon as an indication of trading intent of any Fidelity fund or Fidelity advisor. Fidelity and the Fidelity Investments and Pyramid Design logo are registered service marks of FMR LLC, copyright 2016. All rights reserved. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.